Okay, so we'll take the prerogative of the audience. We're a little bit reduced in number, and we will presume that all your questions and comments were conveyed during those breakout sessions. If not, certainly additional questions will develop over time. Yes, do you want to just shout out?
Will we be having further stakeholder meetings, and if so, when?
We will. We don't have a schedule yet, and you know what? Part of what we want to do is synthesize the input from the focus groups, see what kind of questions. There's technology now that I've been told where we can even have kind of focused webinar groups, so you don't always have to travel up here, that we can engage people from different locations. So, you know, again, we'll kind of look at what kind of information. So as a first step, we will do that. We will definitely continue to have ongoing stakeholder meetings as we continue to kind of develop the process and develop the tools. And as we kind of reach milestones, you know, we'll definitely be sharing that with all of you. So, but we don't have a schedule yet, so we'll work on that.
This is actually kind of truth in advertising, and this is unrelated to the California work, but the annual conference for NARA will be occurring next September in San Francisco, and we have already discussed working in a strand of sessions on indicator systems in general. So we have you kind of as a captive audience here, and we at NARA will be in contact with you and just will alert you about that conference, and then if you're interested, you can contact us. That's separate and apart from the California work, which is very specific to you all. Other questions? And shouting out from the audience is a good idea.
I'll just take the opportunity since I've got you all here. I'd just like to call out something that a theme I guess I heard in the morning and in the session upstairs, and that's that this key indicator program seems to be designed to find those indicators that would indicate compliance with all the regulations on the books, okay? What I hear frustration with is that those regulations may not have as much to do with the health and safety of the residents or, you know, participants as they should. And you know, if that's another project, then I think that needs to be clear.
So
obviously in all of the different categories, if there's concerns about the regulations or statutes, those are kind of separate questions. Obviously those are more broader overarching kind of issues that we'd have to look at. Definitely, you know, where we're starting is the existing set of rules that are out there and developing measures around those. But if there are significant issues with the regulations, then obviously that has to be a separate set of discussions. And if that's necessary, we're always willing to engage in those discussions.
Just a related question. Are you doing any work in the key indicator process to develop or to investigate how the key indicators relate to actual outcomes for the client group?
Rick, can you answer that?
Well, first, so part of, you know, what we're trying to do here in building, and I use kind of the broader term of a model, is to do exactly that. You know, it's not just about what's the most frequent citation or what's just certain predictors, but we really want to be able to look over time and really understand what are the outcomes. So having this research body helping us in trying to develop some of that and engaging you all in that process will help us mold how to have a sustaining system that will, you know, not just look at how frequent something happens, but, you know, are we getting the outcomes that we need to have?
And in childcare, that has been the case, but like I said, in adult residential and child residential, that has not been done yet, but I'm hoping it can be.
This question's come up in a number of, almost all the venues we've been in this week, and recognizing that in the childcare world, there are quality measurement tools that have evolved over time, and so that quality measurement system is more mature than exists within the context of the other sectors as well.
Jenna, some folks have asked if we could put Rick's work on childcare outcomes on our website so that they can get that resource.
Right. Rick has a number in the publications archive that you saw on the slides. There are a number of publications from Rick and others on child outcomes, on the child outcomes work. So we'll make sure those are cross-referenced. Last chance, not the last chance, just the last chance today. Okay, so then I'm really confident that we will end at 1 o'clock as promised. And so I think we'll move on to just advising you a little bit about the next steps. Some of those are technical. One of the things that Jeffrey brought up earlier and one of the question sets that I was describing but I didn't mention, Jeffrey did, that there are implications for professional development and training for providers, for families, for licensed inspectors as well. So that is downstream a bit, but it will be on the frontal lobes of everyone. So I'll hand off again to the California folks, and they can let you know a little bit about where we're going.
So next steps, obviously we'll start with all of your comments and questions or concerns that may have come up out of the focus groups and get that into some kind of a published document that we can share back out with everyone so you know what the concerns and thoughts were from this body here today. So what we started this week in working with our partners here is really starting to have them understand more about our systems and data so that we can really start looking at building that more sustainable model. They know what we've done so far. They've looked at our tools and things that we've done, but we really want to start to blend that into something obviously that's going to be more sustainable, that has part of the longer term implications of having a more complete system. So in terms of a timeline, I know that's always on everyone's mind. Obviously we've got this pilot going. We want to run it for at least a year and start getting the data out of that, and now with our partners here being able to put some parameters around that and start, looking at some of the measures and outcomes that may be coming out of that data. So again, that we can report back to all of you so you know what's happening with that. Out a year, it will probably be into probably next spring before we really will have some data that we can really start sharing. Again, trying to give this time to unfold and mature a little bit. And then as our continued work, again, with our partners here in putting together the model, once we start crafting some of those pieces, then we can start sharing some of that and seeking input and comment from that also.
Yeah, I think you've probably gotten a sense of sort of the process, and that it is a fairly involved and time-consuming approach. And that's actually, I think, one of the strong points of using a strong methodological approach, is that doing it, providing some sound methodology underneath some defensible kinds of approach that everybody understands is one of the strengths of this particular way of developing indicators. So we will do this in probably what may seem to you a bit of a measured approach, but it is important for us to roll up our sleeves. We'll be diving into the data, so to speak, working through, and again, because each area requires a different set of indicators, it'll be an iterative process as we go through those different areas. I think probably, without getting, you know, wonky in terms of all the data stuff that's going to happen, one of the things that, at least I think from a research standpoint, is we will try to make the process as transparent as possible. You know, we're not going to be hiding behind a curtain and handing out numbers or something like that. And through the processes that we'll be working with NARA and through CCL, one of our sort of desires is to ensure that there is information out there for you all to take a look at. Again, we don't want to put carts before horses in terms of trying to say things before we've gone through the appropriate steps to get there. But on the other hand, there will be opportunities for you to sort of look through and see what the progress is. And as we come to those sort of decision points, I think those will be out. And certainly there will be, as Jeff said, there will be points along the way that will be looking for input, feedback, and that sort of thing, and opportunities. Because again, when we talk about the partnership, we're not just talking about the three partners setting up here. You all are partners in this process. You are the fourth partner in terms of that. And if what happens here is not responsive to the needs that you all have, then it hasn't fulfilled its total potential. And I think what you heard from Ron, Paula, and what has been done in other states shows that this actually is a viable mechanism for doing that, that is a mechanism that actually is sound, and it works, and there are opportunities then on down the road to look at how do those things affect the outcomes, the larger frame outcomes beyond just enforcement of regulation statute. So I think that's where we're all sort of going in the long term. And again, I would reemphasize what everybody else has said up here today, is that, you know, we're certainly open for communication. This is not a one-way street. We want your thoughts and ideas along as we go through the process. And, you know, it will take some time to get it out. But again, we want to do it right the first time, rather than having something that a year later we're saying, oh, we got to go back and start all over again. So
the other thing to recognize is that if we're talking about 70,000 facilities, we know that not everyone is in the room. So this morning's session is recorded, and we'll also make sure there are opportunities to collect additional information on the website that I highlighted. So if you have folks you would like to listen in, and then they may have questions or concerns that they want to post or to convey. So we'll open up the fire hose, as it were. Gloria, any other?
Yeah, just one last thing. Jana and I will both be working on the provider training and the staff training with Jeff, and coming up with some new and innovative ways of developing and delivering training. We're not going to wait until the system is done for that. That'll be on a separate track, and we'll be building off the work that Nancy Siebert did on the online training and how effective that's been for the orientations, new provider orientations, to try and build some new tools out there for both providers, and to continue to increase the professionalism of our staff and the knowledge base going forward.
Jody, shout out.
Are you going to be introducing or seeking legislative changes to facilitate the implementation of the KIT, similar to, for example, the Trevor Bill language that you introduced last year, and what are you planning to do and when?
There's nothing immediate. I think we're working towards kind of an informed process here. So, you know, we don't have anything in our back pocket that we're ready to throw out there. I think we want to be able to continue this process and make sure we have something well vetted. as, you know, we'll continue, you know, based on even existing statute, to do as much as we can, you know, recognizing with the hiring freeze and things that are currently going on that it still unfortunately handcuffs us to some degree. But, you know, we recognize we need to do more work here, and we're continuing to do that to make sure we have a good informed, you know, process. And we're not just going to go out there and throw something again. We want it to be informed, and we'll continue to work with all of you. You know, at what point, it's hard for me to say when something's going to be ready, but we want to make sure it's informed and that we have you know, a good, sound basis for what we're doing. And I think we've got that started and want to continue that. I know there's a number of you that have been very supportive and continue to do that. I really appreciate that. What the timing exactly will be, though, you know, I don't want to speculate right now. But again, we want to make sure it's an informed process. Political answer.
All right, one of one.